me a hand? I had to go to the next town over, but I found more paint. It's definitely an interesting color choice, and I like it, but the one paint shop in our tiny town didn't have it. Ugh, come on, man. I really don't mind. I mean, we want your kitchen walls to match, don't we? Exactly. I said I'd help you, and this is me helping. So, come on, let's get started. Ooh, wait a sec. We need some music. Yeah, dude. Gotta get in that painting groove. Gotta say, it's looking really good in here. It's like a lot brighter. Not to like harsh the mellow or anything, but I'm really glad you're doing this. I know you were hit really hard when your girl left, and seeing you fixing up your place and doing better is really awesome. Now, obviously, I would never have said anything to you when you were together, but to be really fucking honest, she wasn't good enough for you. She really wasn't. She didn't even appreciate what she had. We've been neighbors for a long time, right? Like, years. Like, even before you and her got together. And I always thought you deserved someone who would treat you right. And although it sucks to see you hurt, I think this is going to be better for you in the long run, you know? Please, feel free to tell me to go fuck myself if I've overstepped. Really? You're not pissed at me? I mean, who knew that painting your kitchen would lead to, like, friendly neighbor honesty hour? My backup plan was to blame the paint fumes. I know, right? I'm really very suave. Okay, I'm ready to climb the ladder. Come here and hold it for me, please. And for the record, if I fall and die, I will be very, very cross with you. And, feel free to stare at my ass while I'm up here. Oh my god, you totally were, weren't you? You are so busted. But like, what did you think? Yeah, do you like my ass? It's okay to admit it. It'd be kind of rude not to. Yeah? You like my ass? Well, I like yours too. Oh yeah. When we get to the other side, you're the one climbing up this ladder so I can get a good look at you. Okay, coming down. So, what do we think? Sistine Chapel, but with more solid colors and less hidden sacrilege. Good. That's what I was going for. Okay, it's your turn. And once we finish this part, we should probably get some air, take a break. We've been at it all morning. Actually, do you want to have lunch at my place? I make a mean sandwich. Cold drinks, food, and best of all, no paint smell. It's conveniently located right next door, too. I know the owner, so I can totally get you in. Come on, up you go. Oh, yeah. The view from down here is pretty frickin' sweet. You've got a gorgeous ass. Oh, and your painting form? 10 out of 10. The judges are very impressed, yes. You might even bring home the gold. Yeah, I'd say that's lunch. Get down from there. Let's go to my place. So, I don't mean to be nosy, but I'm gonna be nosy anyway, but what happened with you two? Aside from the obvious her not being good enough thing. Incompatible? Wait, what do you mean by that? Oh, like, sexually. Oh my god, you got totally bashful over that. Yes, you did. Look at you. Adorable. Listen, we're neighbors and friends and adults, and I think it's totally fine for us to talk about this stuff. It's human nature, both to be curious and to fuck. Seriously. I mean, sex is a really important aspect of a lot of people's relationships, and it can be hard when you want different things. Well, like, in my case, for example, the guys I've dated have been kind of, like, put off by how comfy I am talking about sex. It's like they're not used to a woman who knows what she wants and isn't afraid to ask for it. Sex is an important part of connection for me. I mean, it's not the only thing that matters, obviously, but it's one of the ways I'm able to feel close to people, so if I'm not getting something I need, I just feel like it's better to bring it up. It's not always easy, though, and it does not always end well. Well, like my last boyfriend, you remember him? He didn't like me being adventurous in bed, so that obviously didn't go well because I like exploring and experiencing new things with my partners. Specifically? Well, I brought up pegging. I mean, anal play in general, but pegging in particular. Is this too forward? Are you uncomfortable? I mean, you look a little uncomfortable, but that could be a positive or a negative way. And I definitely don't want to make you uncomfortable in the negative way. Okay, yeah. See, I'm really into giving and receiving anal. There's just something really erotic about the sounds a guy makes when you're rimming him or sliding a finger inside him to get him ready for a strap-on. Just whimpers and moans and just like pure unbridled need. It's so fucking sexy. And then there's that moment when he's on his hands and knees in front of you, back arched, cock hard and throbbing, and I'm just slowly beginning to push the head of the dildo inside, knowing how good he's gonna feel when he relaxes. That slow sliding in and out as he begins to get used to the stretch and fullness is just like, I love it. Are you all right? I don't know, you're just shifting a lot. Are you hard? Oh my god, you are. No, please, don't be embarrassed. I'm just surprised, is all. I didn't really think you saw me that way. All these years living next door to each other and you've never, like, made a move or anything. Are you into pegging too? Oh, shit. No way. That's what you guys were incompatible over? She wouldn't even try it with you? Damn. So sorry. I mean, there's absolutely no shame in being into pegging and anal play. The only thing it says about you is that you like orgasms. So you've never even done it once, even though you really want to? Huh. I have a bit of an extremely forward suggestion. If you wanted to, like, if you were interested, if you were attracted to me at all, like, I could be the first woman to peg you. I've only done it a handful of times, and I'm not, like, an expert or anything, and it's totally cool if you're not into me, and we can forget this entire thing happened and just go back to painting and, Okay. That's a very good sign, I think. Do you want to come upstairs with me?
Okay.
Follow me. I definitely didn't think this would be happening today when I went over to your place. I wasn't expecting to bring you into my room. Or make out with you. Or take your ass with my strap on. Hey. Look at me. If at any point you want me to stop or you change your mind, I will. This is supposed to be fun for both of us. And I'm gonna get you nice and worked up before we get to that part. You can trust me. I'm gonna take care of you. I'm gonna get you out of these clothes. Kiss my way down your neck. To your shoulder. Over to your chest. I can feel your heart racing. You need this, don't you, sweetheart? You need me to show you how good I can make you feel. Show me your cock. Show me how hard you are thinking about this. Oh, fuck yes. You must be throbbing. I'm gonna take off my clothes. Keep your eyes on me while I strip for you. Wrap your hand around your cock and stroke yourself for me. Just like that. Fuck. Watch me. Watch me squeeze my tits and pinch my nipples for you. You like that? Get down on your knees for me. I'm gonna straddle your face. Grind myself on your tongue. Keep your hand on your cock. Keep stroking. Lick my cunt. Oh. Oh. That's right, baby. Taste my juicy cunt. Feel it dripping all over your face. Circle my clit with your tongue while you stroke yourself. I'm gonna slip my fingers in your hair and guide your head where I want it. Graze my clit with your teeth, just a little. Fuck. Oh, I like the way it stings. Fuck. Oh, you're so good at eating pussy. Oh, your tongue feels fucking amazing. I want you to bring me to the edge. Keep licking just like that. Oh, fuck. I'm getting so close. Rocking my hips back and forth on your face. Don't make me come. Not yet. Get up on the bed. Yeah, stop. Jesus Christ. Your cock is so hard. You're gonna lay back for me. Hands at your sides. I'm gonna climb on top of you so I can suck your cock upside down. Yeah. Like 69 position, but you're not allowed to move your hands. And you're not allowed to use your tongue on me. Nope. I want you to lay there, inhaling the scent of my arousal, watching as I get wetter from sucking your cock. But you can't do anything about it. I could tie you up, of course, but this is my favorite. I want you to choose obedience. Now, this gorgeous cock of yours needs some attention, doesn't it? Ask me nicely. Ask me to suck your cock. Say, please, miss, I need your mouth on my cock. Oh, you do sound pretty when you beg, don't you? I can't wait to hear what you sound like when my strap is inside you. I know. Wouldn't it feel so good to feel my lips wrapped around you? To feel the warmth and wetness of my mouth surrounding your cock. To feel my tongue sliding up and down your shaft as you slide into my throat. To feel my throat fluttering around you. I bet that's what you need, isn't it? Beg me. Beg me to suck your cock. Come on. Say it. Don't thrust. Lay still for me and let me take care of you. Let me give your cock what I know it needs. That's it, baby. I know what you need. Let me take care of you. stick your balls into my mouth. Mm. One at a time. Mm. Mm. Swirl my tongue around them. Mm. Mm. Fuck. You taste so good. Mm. Mm. Mm, you like this? Mm. Oh. The pre-cum leaking from the tip of your cock tells me you do. Mm. Don't come. Not yet. Come here. Suck on my finger. Get it wet. I need to get you ready. Mm, that's perfect. I want to kiss you while I slide my finger in. Mm. Mm. Feel your tongue in my mouth. Mm. Swallow all those moans and whimpers. Mm. Crick my finger and press it right there. Feels amazing, doesn't it? The head of your cock is so swollen and throbbing. I bet if I licked it right now, you'd come all over my face, wouldn't you? Okay. Get up on all fours for me. Uh-huh, like that. I'm gonna lick you a little bit. See if you like it. Oh. Mm. Gonna stroke your cock a little while I do. Don't come. Just hold on. Hold back. I promise it'll be worth it if you do. Mm. The struggle of wanting to come but not being given permission is amazing, isn't it? Okay, let me get the strap and put it on. Now. Listen, I know you said you fantasized about this a lot, and you've always wanted to try it, but if at any point you want me to slow down or stop, I want you to say yellow or red. Yellow for slow down, red for complete stop. I'm going to check in with you a couple of times, and you say green if you want me to keep going. Make sense? Good. Relax for me. I'm just gonna loop it up and then push it inside you. Oh yeah, there's a vibrator on the inside of the strap. Don't you worry. I'm gonna get off too. How's it feel? Okay. Gonna push the rest of the way in. Breathe for me. Fuck, those little whimpers you're making got me so fucking wet. I'm gonna start to move, okay? And I'm gonna reach down and stroke you while I fuck your ass. Color? Okay. Fuck yes. You're doing so well for me. Taking it so fucking good for me. You feel my hand around your cock? Stroking and fondling your balls. My lips pressed against the smooth of your back. Feel the dildo sliding in and out. Oh, fuck. Filling you up and then leaving you empty. Moan for me. Oh, fuck. Oh, show me how good I'm making you feel. Show me how much you want this. God, you make me so fucking horny. Color? Fuck yes. Are you gonna come for me? Yeah, you need to come. Ask me. Go ahead and ask me if I'll let you come. Color? Fuck. Hold on, baby. We're gonna come together. I want you to come on my face, though. So you need to hold on. Hold on. Hold on, baby. Fuck. Fuck. I'm gonna pull out and kneel down, okay? Okay. Okay, come on me. Come all over my face, baby. Fucking paint me. Paint me. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, my God. Oh, oh my God. Holy shit. Let me get back up and curl around you. Come here. Lay your head on my chest. Yeah, I'll clean up after. Right now, I just want to hold you. Fuck. Let me grab some tissues to wipe my face off. Yeah, you can clean my face off. That's really sweet. You're really sweet. Yeah, come here. Oh, I want to be close to you. That was pretty intense, right? Are you good? We don't need to talk or anything yet, just relax. Listen to my heartbeat and let yourself come back down to earth. I'm gonna stroke your hair and just cuddle you until you're ready to talk. Hey. There he is. All good? I'm really proud of you. You were amazing. You made me feel really good. And you're warm. And you're safe. And all is well. If you need to ramble, that's okay. If you need to just lay here, that's okay too. I've got you. The world can wait. Right now, there's just you and me, and nothing else matters. Rest, okay? Rest in my arms, and when you wake up, we'll talk.